Okay, here's the deal. Ever since we saw the trailer for Cloverfield in front of Transformers last summer, the internet has been abuzz with the hype of a film that has been described as Godzilla meets the Blair Witch Project. So, does it live up to the hype? Eh, sort of. On one hand, this is one of the most innovative event films I've seen. I respect what they're trying to do, but to be honest, the shaky cam gets old fast, and it gave me a headache by the end of its short 85-minute runtime. The monster scenes are uber cool, but the camera work too often deliberately misses the payoff. And when the monster's not on screen, the story just turns into an episode of Felicity gone horribly wrong. Cloverfield gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.